Well, Sunday marks the 28th anniversary of the bloody massacre in Tiananmen Square. It was June 4th, 1989. Chinese troops with rifles and tanks moved in on protesters in the square in Beijing. Estimates of the death toll range from several hundred to thousands. Joining us from Beijing is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, first of all, just remind us, what were these protests about in 1989?
They were about more democracy. They were about political reform. They were about less corruption. People really wanted the party out of their lives. You know, in China, hospitals, newspapers, factories all have Communist Party committees, and people just wanted them to step back. And during the 1980s, this was a political experiment. They were heading in that direction. But there was also a lot of debate at the top in Chinese leadership about which way to go. And in the end, the supreme leader, Deng Xiaoping, and the hardliners won out, and that experiment with separating the state from the party ended right there.
Has the Chinese government ever acknowledged the brutality of the crackdown on the protesters in Tiananmen Square?
It does not call it a pro-democracy movement. It calls it a counter-revolutionary rebellion. It emphasizes the brutality of people who were throwing rocks and bricks and things at the soldiers. And it says this: the army exercised great restraint, and it gives far lower numbers for casualties than the outside world.
Now, obviously, people in mainland China are not out protesting on the anniversary of something like this. But in the past, there have been demonstrations in Hong Kong. Are those still happening?
Yes, they happen every year. There are marches in the streets and candlelight vigils. But in the past couple of years, something really quite amazing has happened, and that is that a rift has appeared between the older generation that lived through 1989 and the younger kids. College students now are not participating in these protests. They see themselves as Hong Kong people, not Chinese. They think that, you know, there's just no use in trying to push democracy on China because China doesn't want it. And they have enough of their own troubles. In 2014, they had this thing called the Umbrella Revolution, pushing for freer elections, and that was quashed. So they really don't have any hope of changing China.
Anthony, when what happened at Tiananmen Square is discussed in China, what do people say about it?
The government's line remains to this day that the government was correct to take decisive action. If they had not done it, these protesters would have overthrown the government, there would have been chaos, and the past 28 years of fairly rapid economic growth would just never have happened.
If you were to go up to somebody on the street in Beijing and ask them about Tiananmen Square, what would their reaction be?
A lot of people would not know what I would be talking about because they never would have learned about it. It's been scrubbed from the internet, and people are pretty much barred from talking about it. Some people would take the government's point of view that the government did the right thing. Others would just scurry away and not want to talk to me about it because there's no upside, and it's just too risky.
Is there going to be any kind of ceremony on Sunday?
Well, you know, a lot of political activists have been taken on enforced vacations by the police, so they don't stage any commemorations. In recent years, people have even been prevented by the police from commemorating the event in their own homes. So really, Hong Kong and perhaps Taiwan and over other places overseas are the only places where there will be events remembering the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. And as we said, as time goes and the younger generation comes up, it seems that those remembrances are going to be shrinking.
Are there ever protests in mainland China these days that the government quashes?
Certainly. There are protests all the time, but they are not about making the central government more democratic. They're about resolving specific issues, and it's been this way for years. They're about local corruption. They're about demolition of homes. They're about people getting swindled out of their money by fraudsters. They're about pollution. They're about, crooked cops. These are all local issues, and the government has been very effective harnessing technology to make sure these people do not link up, making sure they do not use social media to organize street protests.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing as we approach on Sunday the 28th anniversary of the massacre in Tiananmen Square. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.